我们上次啊讲到礼入，跟大家导读啊，我叫做导读到礼入。二入四行，二入是礼入跟行入，那行入呢有四个行，今天开始跟大家介绍。
So last talk we stopped at the entrance by principle.So we were, our subject is two entrances and four practices. So we talked about the first entrance, which is entrance by principle. And today we're going to talk about entrance by practice, which has which includes four practices.
礼入呢，就是我们一般大家都很清楚的，就是讲我们的佛心。我们的如来，我们的真实，就是一般本来都具有的。
So when we talk about entrance by principle, it's clear that we are talking about the Buddha nature, the Tathagata, the reality that we should all have.
行入呢，就是我们可以做得到的，就是我们的下手处。
And when we talk about entrance by practice, we are talking about the methods and how we can practice and apply all those principles.
我很喜欢修行这两个字啊，修就是修正我们的行为，我也很喜欢英文的 practice.
So I really like the word practice, both in Chinese and in English. So in Chinese, it means try to modify your behavior or modify your conduct of the time.
英文的 practice 就是 practice. 你一直要一直做，一直做，一直做，就叫做 practice.
And the practice in English really implies the actions that we need to take again and again.
那我们现在开始讲四个行呢，第一个是抱怨行，第二个随缘行，第三个无所求行，第四个乘法行。
So now we are going to start talking about entrance by practice. So there are four practices. The first is the first practice is called accepting karmic retribution. And the second practice is adapting to conditions. And the third practice is non-seeking. And the last one is called union with the phenomenon.
一二三，看它的字面，大家应该都很容易了解哈。可能就第四个，可能要解释一下。
So, just judging from the titles or the names of the practices, you probably already have an idea what it is about for the first three practices, accepting karmic retribution, adapting to conditions, and non-seeking. The last one is a little tricky. We will explain a little more.
那我们现在还是从文章开始啊，它是它的文献啊。假如上次没有来的菩萨，这个不是达摩在当场讲经的，是他的弟子给他集合出来，所以这本文献出来的时候已经是达摩我们知道他过世100多年以后的。
So we will start the classic text first and then go line by line. If you haven't been here last time, just a recap that this classic text actually, even though it was taught by Bodhidharma, but it was not collected or written by Bodhidharma. It was written by his disciples. It came out to this world maybe around 100 years after Bodhidharma's passing.
那从这边可以看哈，看荧幕上哈，我们一个修行的人哈，当我们受苦的时候呢，我们要怎么样自己 要怎么样对自己讲啊。
So the first line talks about as a practitioner, when you suffer, you should, you know, talk to yourself like this.
我从过去，因为佛教是相信轮回的嘛，所以我们有很多很多事以前啊。好，我再继续哈。嗯、我们弃本，本就是要成佛，要开悟，我们把这个给丢在旁边，那追枝枝默默的哈，那所以流转在有，有就是在三界里面哈，在这个过程中，我们跟人家造了很多的恶业哈，结了很多的冤呢、啊，也害了很多的人呢、啊。
So, when a practitioner was suffering, he should remember or he should talk to himself, remind himself that in many past lives, I have been ignorant that be pursuing the things, material things, in three realms and forgetting about the fundamental truth. And I have been causing a lot of, pain, sufferings to others. And, it has been multiple, I have been through multiple lifetimes and doing such things.
那我们在这边讲流浪诸友啊，所谓诸友就是我们三界里面的，哎，常常有四生九友那个友字里面啊，所以呢，虽然这一世啊，我们记得这一世吧，以前过去的都忘记了哈，我好像都没有做什么坏事啊，是我过去累积下来的造成的恶业啊，这一世的时候已经成熟了，我做的这些恶的事啊，人天啊大概都看不到了，可是呢我已经做了，那我在讲你有这种想法的时候，你要承受，甘心情愿地承受下来，你也不会是到处去抱怨。
So even though we only remember what happened this lifetime and we probably think okay, oh, we haven't done anything wrong, we have been a good person so far, but we don't remember what happened in multiple lifetimes and we how many evil deeds we have committed in the past andToday, to this lifetime, all those evil deeds we have committed in the past lifetimes have come to ripen, have ripened. That's why we need to, that's why we have to willingly accept karmic retributions and do not complain.
我们高兴的时候，欢喜的时候，大家都嘻嘻哈哈的哈。不如意的时候就怎么样，哭哭啼啼的哈，到处抱怨哈，这是一般人大概都会做了，我们也大家都已经也曾经做过哈，所以我们觉得这个很正常，不足为奇哈。那假如是一个修行人，他就不是这样的，碰到苦的时候呢，他不是哭哭啼啼的，碰到开心的时候呢，他也不是嘻嘻哈哈的啊，要碰到这时候是怎么样呢？就是下面这一句，甘心甘受都无冤数，那在下面这边，好。
So, as ordinary people, it's not uncommon that when things go well, things go as our wish.As we wish, we will be happy and joyful and laugh. When things go against our wish, things don't go well, then we will cry, unhappy. This is quite common and it's nothing strange. But for practitioners, it is not like that. It is exactly the opposite. When they, no matter whether outside environmentwhether things are going well or not for them, according to their wish or not, they do not give rise to overly joyfulness or joyness or overly unhappy or something like that, their mind is always calm.
逢苦不忧。
So,
遇到乐不喜，这那一刹那就是我们一般讲的解脱啊，就是出世，就是净土，就是圣人。
So the moment when you're able to endure hardship without complaint, and when you experience good things without giving rise to overly joy, that moment is a moment of liberation. That is the pure land.
我们不用担心，我们做不到，我们一步一步来哈，所以才从上面讲的理入，现在讲行入，行入就是给我们下手处啊。上面的一时做不到啊。
But do not worry if you cannot do it right away, because there are steps we can take to gradually to achieve this.
那在这边就告诉我们，逢苦不忧，遇乐不喜，要怎么样做到呢？就是刚刚讲的，我们都知道。今生苦恼的原因是过去造的恶果，现在成熟了，恶业成熟了，当然要受恶报。那果报受了以后怎么样？业障自然就会消了。所以我们中国人啊，不晓得了，我自己啊，假如被人家偷了钱啊，我自己常常会想，就是我上辈子已经偷了人家的钱啊，所以才会被人家这辈子才会被偷嘛，刚刚好就摆平了嘛哈。所以呢，假如说你以前都没有做过这个偷业的话呢，你可能钱放在那边，你在十天以后回来，那个钱还是放在那边啊。所以这种的想法有一点，有没有很阿 Q 啊？
So how can we achieve, you know, when things go badly, we don't worry, we don't suffer. And when things go well, we don't overjoy and be too proud. How can we do that? The way we can achieve this state of mind is that we understand what happened is things accumulated in the many past lifetimes, the evil deeds we have done have finally come to ripen. So that's how it produced this result in this lifetime, that we have to suffer, we have to go through this karmic retribution. But once you accept this karmic retribution and let the fruit ripen, and it will, the karma will resolve at that point as well. So I don't know how you feel about it, but whenever, my money was lost or stolen by someone, I always felt, oh, I must have owned that person from previous lifetimes. Now we are even.
那个阿Q 怎么解释？
他们不一定知道。
哦，不知道。
So, 好。So there's a cultural reference. This type of attitude is like spirit of RQ. So RQ, it's hard to explain because you have to tell the whole story about RQ.
Okay.
It's a Chinese famous.
Okay.
Yeah, famous Chinese.
所以中国人，讲中文的应该都了解哈。其实不是 RQ 的机身，因为它会让你试打。这边要跟大家解释一个。
So basically, story for RQ is that person always try to. Kind of self-cheating, self-deceptive. Whenever bad things happen to him, he will explain away. He will say, oh, that's not the way. But what we're talking about here is not exactly the same as self-cheating or self-deceptive thinking.
也不算，宿命论你就是不能修正了，就是一就是怎么样都是一，那个不对的。我们佛教不是宿命论，我们是创造论，可以修改，所以叫修行。无常嘛，可以变的。
But this is what we are talking now is not the same as fate, destiny, as either, because when people talk about fate or destiny, it's already fixed. There's nothing you can do about it. But we say practice because when you practice Dhamma, you actually can change your fate or destiny. It's not exactly fixed.
所以释达呢，就是我们对这个道理，因为这个就是因果的道理，因为以前我们种的东西，现在结的果嘛，就是这个样子，我们很清楚，不会冤。这样的话很了解啊，你这样在处理事情的时候，你自己是心甘情愿的受这个果报，不会是没有办法，我一定要接受嘛。这样的那个冤跟心甘情愿接受是有不同的啊，所以要释达，就是很清楚的知道，释的话就是要很认识它，透彻的了解它，就叫释达哈。
So we need to understand the reasoning behind this, to understand thoroughly why we don't complain when things don't go well, and we still keep a calm mind. It's because we understand the theory of cause and effects. So the reason we're suffering right now is because the result was based on the things we have done in the past lifetimes. That's why when things go wrong, we accept this karmic retribution. We don't complain. We willingly accept this result because we understand this is what we did in the past. And based on the law of cause and effect, that's just a law. It's natural. So nothing to complain about.
所以我们很知道菩萨为因，众生为果。我们看到的，我们就看怕结这个果，可是没有想到我们现在可以种好的因，结好的果。
So there's a saying in Buddhism that Bodhisattvas will be careful about the causes, while they will be very careful about causes, while sentient beings, ordinary sentient beings, mostly care about the results or effects, because they don't have the wisdom, they're short-sighted, and when they need to face the results, they are afraid and they want to change it, but it's already too late.
不知道大家对安世高这个很伟大的翻译，三个在中国古代三个很有名的翻译，安世高是一位，鸠摩罗什一位，还有我们的唐玄奘啊，这两位呢都是外国人哈，我们讲的外国人哈，就是安世高是伊朗人啊，他很聪明，他也是可以做国王，可是他不愿意做，他把他让给他叔叔。
So I don't know if you have heard about a famous Asian translator called An Shi Gao. He was a Iranian princess, a Persian princess, a prince, Persian prince. He could have risen to the throne, but he chose to give it up and become monastic.
那他翻的像《无量寿经》，他有翻译，可是现在那个译本找不到了。
So he translated many Buddhist classic texts, including Infinite Lifetime Sutra. Unfortunately, the translation has been lost.
那我们大家比较清楚的《八大人觉经》也是他翻的。
And another famous classic text is called the Eighth Awakening Sutra.
还有一个大家也很清楚的是阿难问世佛胸集经，也是他翻的。
Another classic sutra translated by An Shi Gao is Anan's dialogue with Shikhamoni Buddha.
在高僧传里面提到他是在神僧，就是他有神通的神僧传的那一个里面提到他的。
So An Shi Gao was also mentioned in the legends of the high masters.
那他是东汉的时候来，大概可以想想，就是曹操那时候大概五六岁的时候，我们对曹操很熟嘛哈，大概五六岁的时候，东汉。
So An Shi Gao came to China around the Eastern Han Dynasty, is around when the famous leader Cao Cao was born, about 5 or 6 years old.
Okay. An Shi Gao 啊， 他等于是再来的人啊，他知道他以前误杀了在中国误杀的两个人，所以他再来中国的时候呢，他自己主动走到他误杀的那个人那边，让他把这个冤啊给解掉。
So, An Shigao, you know, he had the supernatural abilities, so he could see his past lifetime. So he understands that he had killed two persons in the past lifetimes, by mistakes. So this lifetime, he chose to walk into that two, in front of, showing up in front of those two people and willingly accept the karmic retribution.
那个就是前世他误杀的那个人，杀他的时候当然也是误杀，那误杀应该被判刑，对不对？可是他跟他的朋友讲说，是因为其实他没有真正的杀他，那个是前世的，所以跟他朋友讲说不要跟官方讲，不要判他刑。
So, because An Shigao killed, those two people in past lifetimes by mistake, by accident, so he needs to accept it as the same karmic retribution when he showed up in front of these two people. So he was killed by accident as well by those two people. But the rest of the world don't know what's going on, so those two people might be arrested. So in order to prevent that happening,An Shigao told his friend that tell the government, the officials what happened, and I'm just showing up to accept my karmic retributions. They did not really kill me. So by doing that, they could, excuse those two people from being arrested.
讲这个故事主要原因就是说，一个真正事达的人，他对于死这件事情啊，他很清楚。他虽然他这一生没有，他自己知道，他还是算有修行的人呢、啊。那何况我们现在还在练习修行的。
So, from this story, you could tell, a great practitioner, have a, very good understanding about death.
所以呢，再看继续看我们的，二入四行这一篇啊，他说因为四达的关系呢，当这种心升起来的时候，跟我们刚刚前面讲的理是相应的。
So as you can see, when you are able to understand the law of cause and effect deeply, thoroughly, the moment when you are willingly to accept a karmic retribution, that state of mind is very similar or the same as the mind that we talked about, during the entrance by principle.
也就是我们识达，就是明白了解通达这个道理的时候呢，我们心就不会随外境转啊。这时候不随外境转的话，我们就比较不容易产生苦恼哈，也没有什么要跟不要，当下这个心就跟理相应。那我们知道这个理在这边就讲真心，就是一般来讲的如来。
So, from here we can see when you understand the law of cause and effect thoroughly, your mind will give rise to the state of mind of calmness and illumination, and your mind won't be affected by the outside environment anymore, and there's no suffering and no afflictions arising anymore. So at that moment, your state of mind is in accordance with the principles, the true mind, your true mind. Therefore, you are liberated at that moment.
那就是释达，就是你体悟到碰到不如意的境界呢，你心中没有苦，没有烦恼，这个就与道相应啊，也就是我们一般讲的菩提道，那也就是真正进入刚刚讲的真心真性佛性。
So when you face adversity, or adversity or hardship, your mind is not affected. You would not give rise to affliction. And at that point, your mind is in accordance with the principle and in accordance with the true mind.
那我们知道这个道理的时候，就要用到日常生活上哈。那慢慢用哈，因为有时候不可能那么快嘛哈。因为我们叫凡夫，就是什么都是都慢一点啊。日常生活要怎么做呢？你碰到有苦的时候呢，你要不忧，那这个当然不容易啊。要你真正的要明白后面的道理，你才容易啊。那你自然就会消除你的业障。把是这个很重要，把是非、把冤转成同参道友，法亲眷属，那彼此就能够容忍和。所以马菩萨，你对你的小儿子，你对你的儿子再生气，马上就把他参法亲眷属，对不对？
So now that we understand the you know, the theory behind it, we need to practice and apply this rationale into our real life situation. So whenever you endure hardship or adversity or running into people that you don't like or even your enemies, you need to try not to give rise to hatred or worries. You need to try to turn your enemy into your friends or see them as bodhisattvas trying to help you or help you in another way. By doing that, you can tolerate with each other and even can cooperate and live peacefully with each other.
有时候你的家人你也看不顺眼嘛哈，那你就是想想看你跟哪一个人的缘分比较好，那从那边开始你就想，当你看到一个人你看不顺眼的时候，你想想看你对你看得顺眼你的心是怎么样，这样慢慢的做一个转化啊。
So even within family members, you must have one or two that you sometimes you have problems with. So how do you deal with that situation? At that time, you should think about if that person is the one that it's your favorite, he's your favorite person, favorite family member, how would you treat that favorite person? Then you should turn your mind, change your attitude towards that, the one that you don't like that much.
最重要就是你要知道你对这个人是为什么会生他的气，为什么会有那个心会出来。那当那个心出来的时候，你怎么用这个报冤行这个方法
？The important thing is you need to first be very diligent and observe that the feelings of uncomfortableness arising, and then you should understand why you would have a problem with that person, the reasons behind it, and then try to accept the karmic retribution and turn your mind around.
那我们下一个是随缘行。
This is the first practice. The next practice, second one, is adapting to conditions.
随缘这两个字是随有也随顺的意思。
So Chinese 随 has the meaning of go with and
那缘有逆缘跟顺缘两种。
So conditions, there are two types of conditions. One type is good conditions. The other one is the adverse conditions.
这两种缘我们都必须要随顺着。
So we need to go with either condition.
随顺不好的因缘呢要怎么办？
So if it's adverse condition, how do you deal with that?
刚刚讲过了嘛，报怨行嘛，哈，那个就是因果的观念在后面做报怨行，我们能够释达的一个原因。
We just talked about that you should apply the first practice, which is accept karmic retribution and understand the law of cause and effect behind it.
好的顺境呢就是善缘，我们又要采取怎么样的态度呢？
So if you encounter good conditions, what do you need to do?
他这边开始讲哈，众生无我哈，众生是因缘和合所生的，所以没有一定的自信。这紧接就佛教讲的空性啊，空性大家也都知道，不是说没有，而是它一直在转换的哈。虽然它有形象，却是没有个实实在在的我的存在。这个是佛教一个很重要的一个观念。
So the classic text goes on to say, all sentient beings are conditioned arising, so there is no concept of I in the sense that there's no such I exists, the existence of I, it's all conditional rising. So that's what the Buddhism called about the emptiness, the nature of emptiness.
所以呢我们这个身体大家都知道是四大和合假合的哈，是众缘所生的。
So we understand our body are made by four elements. They are conditioned. All elements are conditioned arising. It's not a solid existence.
佛教每次讲事情一定讲身心，就是我还有我的环境啊。现在那心到底是怎么样？心有沉住意念四个现象哈。而且我们都很知道念头一直生生灭灭的，所以说我们这个身体也是无有，我们的心也是无有的，无我的。
So in Buddhism we always talk about body and the mind, and we talked about body are made up by four elements. Our minds, our thoughts are alsoempty, and they are coming and going, they have arising and perishing. Every thought will come and go. They do not exist as well. It's all conditioned arising.
所以一切的众生就是我们的身心的现象哈，本来就是空的，就是变化的，本来就是虚妄的。他可是怎么会感觉到呢？就是我们的业识感觉到的。
So both our bodies and minds, in a sense, are empty. They are coming and going, kind of illusionary. But we feel they're so real. Why is that? It's because of karma.
那佛教徒也常常讲的真空妙有。就是这种的形容。
So, they're saying in Buddhism that in nature it's empty, but still there's phenomenon.
那众生呢，在过去造了善业、恶业，有了善恶业的因缘，就这个就是他造的那个，就是他的缘起。有缘起，就是假象，就是会变化的。
So sentient beings have been committing all sorts of good deeds, bad deeds in many, many lifetimes. And when you're committing those different deeds, good deeds or bad deeds, that's the starting point of all phenomenon. That's the starting point of all phenomenon.
所以众生是很多的因缘所生的，就是因缘和合的。当因缘散的时候，就没有一个真正的东西在那边，没有一个实体在那边了。
So the phenomenon of sentient beings are there because of all these causes and conditions. If conditions are not there anymore, are gone, then you won't have this phenomenon.
所以我们说是假象哈，缘起的实体是空性。这个是应该大家都有的佛教一个最主要的一个观念在这里。
That's why we say it's not real, because it's all based on conditions. It's a condition arising phenomenon. The nature is empty.
所以这个假象啊，是过去的善恶所招感的。造了善业就要受善报，造了恶业就要受恶报。所以善恶业也是缘起啊。
So whether you will have a good phenomenon, like good karma, good conditions, or bad, or things you do not like, which type of phenomenon you will have is based on what you have done in past lifetimes. So even karma, karmic results or karmic retributions are empty in its nature. They are also condition arising.
所以缘起是虚妄不实的，再重复讲哈。那虚妄不实造的善恶业当然要受报，善恶业夹杂要苦乐其受，都是从缘生。这个主要是讲的就是你造的是什么因，就结的是什么果。那同时在因果中间有很多的缘在那边变化。
So we want to elaborate, talk again that cause conditional arising are not, you know, all phenomena are based on conditional arising, they are not real. The same applies to the good karma and bad karma, the good result, bad results. Usually a sentient being will probably have committed both bad deeds and good deeds in past lifetimes. That's why in this lifetime, he probably will both enjoy and suffer at the same time. But we should understand that it's just a natural play of the law of cause and conditions, and also in the chain of cause and effects, there's a lot of conditions are in play as well.
了解了这些事情了以后呢，因为我们随顺这个是碰到开心的事情、好的事情、高兴的事情啊，所以碰到好的报的时候呢，荣誉的事情的时候，这是我们过去所造的，现在得到了。当因缘善的时候就没有，那有什么好高兴的？这就是要也是要试答，就是要了解这个后面为什么高兴我们不能高兴。他要跟大家讲有什么好高兴的，最后还是会走的嘛。
So if you can understand this theory, then when things go well and you achieve a lot, you won't be too happy, overly joy, or too proud, give rise to pride, because you understand it's just, you know, the natural play of the law of cause and effects. And you have done something good in the past, you planted the seeds, and now you just, you know,have this fruitation of the good things. So there's no need to be proud of it.
Yeah, 有的人就说我该要开心还不能开心，最重要是你开心可以，可是不要产生骄傲的心。那你有好的事情的时候你会很珍惜，就像我们最近台湾高雄的气爆是很难过的一件事情，可是我们就要想到我们能够活，能够今天来这边，能够身体这样，我们就要珍惜，不要把时间花在跟人家不愉快的事情，就要珍惜你好的东西。这个是主要不要让你有骄傲，也要让你珍惜。
So when things go well, you can be happy, you can, you know, enjoy a little bit, but the reason we try to emphasize you shouldn't be overly joy is because you don't want to give rise to pride and even arrogance to that point. And instead, you should try to cherish this moment and understand why you have this, you know, good time. It's because you have done something good in the past. As for example, recently there's a tragic accident in Kaohsiung, the gas accident that killed many people. And when we heard the news, we should cherish our life and try to make good use of our time.
要把握我们有这个因缘来听闻佛法的机会，好好的修行，不要说等我老了或等我怎么样，就是一直往后推，就是要把握赶快做。
So we should cherish our time right now and try to practice more, try to seize this good condition to practice more, instead of saying, okay, I'll practice at a later time because you may not have the later time.
所以呢，一切一切都是从缘起，其实也是仗着你自己的用功，也仗我们因为佛教徒嘛，我们就会说我们不是只有靠自己，还有三宝。还有仗众生的慈悲因缘才有的这样。
So we say everything is conditional arising, but we also need to rely on our efforts, rely on three treasures. We need to rely on the compassions of all Buddha and Bodhisattva and all these good causes and conditions.
假如我们的事业失败的时候，我们重点是我们自己要好好的检讨跟反省，而不能够把是非，就是说失败的原因归给你的朋友、你的父母或者你先生或者你太太啊，或者是这个社会不好给我的哈。
So if your career failed and you need to do some look within your own heart, and in retrospect, you shouldn't blame your family, your friends, or even the society.
假如你不是用这种心态去检讨的话，哈，你会怎么样？产生烦恼，你会怪东怪西，会冤嘛，哈，那就造更多的恶业。
Because if you don't have this mentality, if you keep blaming others, then you will give rise to the mind of hatred or even cause more problems.
大家不知道有没有觉得我们整个世界哈，假如没有自然的灾难的时候，就有人为的。好像一个接一个，你想，哎，应该现在是太平了，哎，又有乱象出来了。就像马航17跟马来西亚一点都关系都没有，就是因为他走过他的领空就碰上了。所以当我们碰到这种事情的时候，其实是我们全世界的人啊，就是人心都是被影响的。
So I don't know if you know thisIf there were no natural disasters for a while, there must be some sort of man-made catastrophes. For example, recently the Malaysia Airlines 17, you know, the airline didn't do anything wrong. They merely just go through that route, but you know, catastrophe happened. So I don't know if you feel.Or we are all connected, all human minds are connected.
所以大家的修行哈，大家的心安定啊，其实都可以影响你四周的整个的世界上啊。为什么我们常常有要回向，其实都会有影响，因为整个的世界其实都是连在一起的。
That's why we say we need to practice and keep a calm mind, because we are all connected.If you can keep a calm mind, it will influence others, the rest of the world.
这边讲心无增减啊，欢喜就是增，失去以后呢，后悔是减，有增有减，我们这个心就不容易平静，就没有办法跟我们上面讲的那个理啊，真心真性相应。
So we say your mind should be at a state of no gain and no loss. So if you're overly joyful, that's you think you gain something, so that's gain. And when you when you're sad or when you're full of hatred, you feel like you lost something, so that's a state of loss. But we should try to maintain a mind of no gain and no loss. So by doing that, we can be in accordance with the true mind.
所以喜风就是真的那个心啊，不被吹动的时候，你就不会被赞叹的声音所转所动摇。没有动摇的这个心呢，就是圣人的心，也就是菩提心。这样就是顺着道走，所谓敏就是跟着哈，菩提道、解脱道、无上道，就跟着真性，而且常常也讲的清净法性走。
So when things go well, when you receive a lot of praise, if you can keep the state of calmness, you can keep the state of no gain, no loss, you wouldn't be affected by other people's praise, and your mind wouldn't be moving. And that type of state of mind is the state of mind of saint. That's a Bodhi mind.
那第一个修行方法跟第二个修行方法哈，都是一个忍的功夫哈，能够做到忍心不动不动啊，就是能够做到抱怨行跟随缘行呢。真正的不动是只有菩萨跟圣人才能够达到了。
So the first two practices, accepting karmic retribution, adapting to conditions, are both talking about endurance, tolerance. So if you can endure hardship or also endure overly joyfulness, then you can keep your mind unmoving, stable.
所以很多人对不动啊，有个错误的观念，觉得不动呢，就是要么就是你已经不活在这个世界上了，第二个呢，就是我不做事啊，因为他说这个都是非常错误的观念哈。
Of course, only great bodhisattvas and saints can really achieve the state of mind of unmoving. But when we, now people understand, when we talk about unmoving, your mind is unmoving, we're not saying your physical body is not moving, or you're dead, or you sit still, or like that.
不动其实是说你还是要做事，还是要修行，就是说你的心念动的跟善念是结合在一起的，你自己能够做你自己的主人，你自己能够做主，起了善念，但是重要的这个不动就是不起执着心，这个的不动主要是不起执着心啊。喜风你不执着，那春风它就吹不生了嘛哈，所以这是真正的解脱。
So the state of mind of unmoving, the word unmoving we're talking about here is not that you should sit still and don't do anything. You still go out the world and do whatever you need to do, but you're your own master. You're clearly aware of all kinds of thoughts you have, and you do not attach to the thoughts that you give rise to, and your mind, by doing that, your mind is not affected by good conditions or bad conditions. That type of state of mind is what we said here, unmoving.
那个心要动的时候，要动善念，就是鼓励自己动善念。
And when you're giving rise to thoughts, you should try to encourage yourself to have more good thoughts.
那现在讲第三个无所求行者。
And now we're moving to the next practice, which is non-seeking.
我们世间的人，就是我们的凡夫，就是追名利、追富贵、追长生、追要有小孩、要有婚姻，这些我们都是用追求的这种心态啊，所以这个叫做世人常迷，就是迷在这个追的过程中间哈。
So the third practice is called non-seeking. So we understand, it's not hard to understand that all sentient beings are always pursuing things like fame, power, money, children, longevity. And when you, during this type of pursuing, you kind of lost.
那我们修行的人追什么？追开悟，追修行的方法，这种是 有求的心啊。那我们始终凡夫呢，始终长久来都迷在这些里头。我们凡夫呢，就被色声香味触法迷失了我们本来的心啊，本心啊，被外面的假象诱惑也迷失了我们。我们不止自己追求，还被外面的影响啊，认为外面的东西才是美好的、就近的、快乐的，我们都很想要有啊。那我们想要有的这个心就是一个贪啊，有了贪的心呢，就会不择手段会达到目的。这一连串讲过来都是一种求。
So we know ordinary sentient beings will go after fame, power, money, longevity, children, all sort of material things. And as practitioners, what do practitioners pursue? We pursue, some people pursue enlightenment, some pursue practice methods. That is one type of pursuing. But no matter what type of pursuit you have, all sentient beings are lost, or kind of lost of their original minds when they go after all these sight, sound, smell, sight, taste. They think outside world is the best. And if you can possess those wonderful things, you'll be happy. And at that moment, you give rise to greed. And once you give rise to the state of mind of greed, then you really want to have that thing, have those things or possess those things. So you will use all kinds of means to get there. And all this, the chain of reaction is called pursuing.
那有智慧的人呢，智者呢，他们就跟我们的，他知道我们世间的人呢，我们的凡夫的观念跟认识哈，是跟真理的道理是相反的，是不相应的，所以他不会随着我们世间人去做，而且他是跟我们世间人的做法是刚刚好，是相反的。
So people who have true wisdom, great wisdom, understands, you know, the true principles behind it, and understand their values and priorities are actually the opposite of what ordinary people would have. Because ordinary people's values and pursuits are not in accordance with the Buddha principle.
那智者呢，他们是安心于无为呢，所谓无为就是菩提的道理，涅槃的道理，解脱的道理，跟我们世间贪爱的都是相反，是背道而驰的。世间人贪求名利，修行人不贪名利啊，他还要去修布施，有法布施、财布施、无畏布施，这些就是一般我们要得到理而去做的事情啊。他看破放下，安住于无为的法上面，这个无为法就是跟理是相应的。
So people who are enlightened or who have great wisdom will dwell their minds in the principle of liberation, the nirvana and bodhi mind, and understand and dwell their minds in the non-doing, non-seeking. In contrary, ordinary sentient beings, their conducts, their deeds are driven by greed and possessions. So it's exactly the opposite. Ordinary sentient beings want to go after fame and money and power. And even some practitioners, not only they will they go after money and fame, they will also pursue all sorts of giving. They will give money, they will give material things, or even give Dharma, teach Dharma, spread Dharma. It's good they are doing all this giving, but the purpose, that they are still pursuing this, all this giving, they are not exactly practicing the non-seeking mind.
心啊，是在无为法上面，但是我们的身体呢，还是随外面的境环境在运转啊。什么事情要我们做呢？要我们转呢？我们转了以后呢，我们心不会被外面的给跟着转呢，因为我们心很知道，没有一法可以得，所以修一切善法，不执着一切善法的道理就心随运转，但心还是无为的，心还是安在无为法上。
So your state of mind should dwell in the non-seeking state. Even though your body is still doing whatever the outside environment requires you to do. So the right way is, we should still do whatever we need to do, but our mind is not attached to anything. Even though you're practicing all those good deeds, practicing giving, your mind should not be attached to giving or all those good deeds.
所以是万有司空无所愿乐哈，这个就是什么都是有的，可是我们很清楚，没有一个法是真正的有。
So we understand there are all sorts of phenomena, all those phenomena exist, but we all, at the same time we also understand they are just phenomena. In nature, they are all empty.
那无所愿就会乐哈，你有你的愿是可以发，可是你对你发的那个愿，你只有尽你的心去做，可是你的愿怎么样呈现，你不会说哎，我希望它是怎么样，没有这样的话我就很难过，无所愿就乐啊。
And if you can, if you can understand,Even you make vows all the time, you do not obsess or attach to the result or how exactly that vow will play out, work out. If you can do that, then you will be in peace and joy.
功德黑暗，觉得好奇怪，功德为什么黑暗哈？其实他说世界上一切都是相对的。你只要想有功德天，那你就有黑暗天，就是两个我们常常讲的二分法啊，功德跟黑暗是互为消长的，如随影，像你的影子，随你的影子这样走的，长相随睡，醉那个睡，足随足，随足。
So the next one talks about, even you have done a lot of virtuous deeds, those virtues could be bad as well, because we have to understand everything is in relative terms. Nothing is absolute. If you have the concept of good, then there must have bad to compensate that. So good and bad will go together.
那有人就说我们在这边办道场，我们马上买了好几栋房子又要修啊，是不是一个善法，是一个出世法，但是假如说我们办这个道场，我们不是是为了我们的好比法鼓山的名的话呢，这样的话我们就抓着那个名就不对了，我们做的弄的道场是要为大众的，那样的话呢，我们这个道场呢，才是真正的所谓在修无为法。
So, for example, you probably have heard we bought a few properties next door. We want to have a big constructions. So, you know, it looks really good because we are building temples and having more people come over. It must be a good deed. But if the intention of doing all this are based on the fame, if we attach to the fame, the reason we do it because we really want to get the name out. It's very important to have this fame. If our intention or motivation is fame, then we are not practicing non-seeking.
所以建道场很好，可是假如我们用的方式不对的话，这个善法也是恶法啊。所以呢，我们最重要的就是知道善法要不执着，它是一个福德。可是呢，这个善法，这个福德呢，也会过的。当过的时候呢，所谓过的呢，就是你没有好好运用的时候呢，就也会变成一个黑暗的。福德没有的，就会堕落哈。所以，我们善法也要不执着。那何况恶法呢？我们更要远离。
So building temple is a good thing. It's a good thing, but if our motivations, our intentions are not right, we attach to the result or attach to fame, then it can be bad as well. So the good things can pass, and will if you don't handle it well, if you don't see the moment well, then.After the passing of the good things, it will come bad things.
所以大家想一想看啊，我们功德就是善法都要不执着，那怎么还要再去造恶业呢？
So we should be reminded that even good things or good deeds, we can't attach to it because if we do, they won't necessarily be good anymore. Nevertheless, about all the bad deeds or evil deeds.That we, of course, we should stay away from those.
我们下一个三界九居啊，犹如火宅。大家都知道三界，我们在哪一界啊？我们现在在哪一界
？So we all heard about the three realms. Do you know which realm are we right now in? The desire realm.
对，我们在欲界里面哈，欲界、色界、无色界。
Yes, so right now we are in the desire realm. There are three realms, desire realm, form realm, formless realm.
可能你们想说我在欲界，我可能没有去过色界，没有去过无色界。其实我们都在三界里面每天呢，有的人大概比较好一点，没有六道轮回天天过啊，有的人是每天就在六道里面转。
So some people might say that I have always been in the desire realm and have not been to the rest. But actually, I think if you're lucky, you may not have gone through six realms every day. But if you're not lucky, you're probably going through that every day.
所以呢，我们主要是跟我们的心有关系啊。他说火宅的话呢，就是我们世界上到处都有地震啊。有打仗啊，这些灾难，还有火灾啊。
So, when we talk about the different realms, we're really talking about the state of mind and also the physical environment. For example, in the world, there are wars, there are earthquakes, there are fire, there are all sorts of natural disasters.
所以这个三界是不离开我们这颗心的这个念呢。这一念心啊，怎么样说呢？当我们心中有嗔恚的时候，就是嗔火；当我们有男女的欲爱，就是欲火；有烦恼，就是无明烦恼。那假如你今天做骂人，可能你就是阿修罗哈。那你今天被手被割到，可能你是受地狱的苦啊。
So.Different realms, which realm are you in depends on your mind, the state of your state of mind. how to explain that. For example, if you're angry, then you give rise to the hatred, as if the fire of anger is burning your heart. And then if you give rise to lust or sexual desires, and then the fire of sexual desire will be burning your heart, burning your mind. And then if you're pretty vexed, and your vexations is like a fire vexation as well. So we're always rotate in different realms depending on your state of mind. And if your hand is cut and you're really suffering, you're probably in the realm of hell. And if you are really angry and scolding other people and cursing other people, then you are in the realm of Asura.
所以其实火有两种啊，一个是外面环境的火，火灾嘛哈，第二个就是我们心中的火。
So when we see fire, there are really two types of fire. One is the physical fire we see outside the world, in the outside environment. Another type of fire is the fire within our mind.
所以我们始终在这三界中轮回啊。想离开这个三界，就要除掉心中的贪嗔无明等等的火啊。
So we are always rotating the three realms, and if you want to escape the three realms, you have to get rid of your greed, hatred, and ignorance.
那我们要把心中的这个火去掉了以后，外面的三个火。就是三个戒自然也就会没有了。
So if you can get rid of your greed, hatred and ignorance within, then the outside, the three realms will be gone as well.
然后会觉得很奇怪，为什么心中的三个啊不，心中的火没有，外面的火也没有了呢？
Some people might wonder how could be that if I put up the fire of greed, hatred, ignorance within my own mind, the outside physical three realms will be gone as well.
大家都听过心净佛土净嘛哈，国土净嘛哈，就是这个道理。
You must all heard, if your mind is purified, the your environment is purified as well.
所以呢，有生皆苦，谁得而安呢、啊？所以身体的存在就是一个苦。我们这个身体是从父精母血来的啊，是我们过去的业报身合出来一个幻身啊。这种身体幻身的这个身体就是一个业报。
So you will suffer as long as you have a body, because our body is illusionary, is a conditional rising, and is a result of the past lifetimes. It's also a karmic result.
那刚刚马菩萨有讲的说这个是不是宿命哈，这个是定业，有些的东西现在也不一定呢，现在虽然我是女生，我去动个手术可能我会变成男的，可是呢一般来讲的一般的定业是要讲说我来这个世界上我变为女生，我是这个人的小孩子，大概这个都改不了。可是呢，你还是可以做一些转变的。
So, a moment ago, someone mentioned that. So, what we are talking about now is that fate, is that destiny? And I said, no, it's different. Because of course there are certain things are fixed, but there are certain things we can change. It might be easier to change nowadays. For example, I'm a female, I'm a woman. But if I go through operation, I could turn into a male. So it's possible nowadays. But there are still things that you cannot change. For example, you're born into this world, you can't change your parents. That type of things are already fixed.
那我们的身体要吃，要穿，要住。也要生病，也最后又要走，这是定业。业成熟的时候呢，我们一定要去承受，就是这些我们一定要经过的，每个人一定要，所以一定要承担。假如你一定说哦，这些我不要，那你就是在苦恼中。
And also, as a human being, you have to eat, you have to drink, you will be sick one day, and you will die one day. All these events are fixed. Once conditions ripen, you will go through all this. And if you don't want to go through, you're not willing to accept all this karmic results, then you will suffer.
那怎么能够赚这个定业呢？就是我们这个心无所求就能够赚过来。
So how can you turn around all these karmic results or those fixed things in your destiny? The only way is to practice non-seeking.
就是我们要先得到正念、镇定。
So, to practice non-seeking, we need to have the right principle, the right, views first, and then practice right meditation.
所以了达此处啊，下面那一行啊，三界有贪嗔痴，有了我们这个身体，有了身体就要受苦。我们把贪嗔痴这些烦恼转过来，怎么转过来？就是借由戒定慧解脱，解脱之见这个五分法身，这个是另外一种修行方法哈。那我们的这个身就契入了清净法身的境界。
So the three realms are made of greed, hatred, ignorance, and as long as you have this body, you will suffer because of this body.But if we can turn around, if we can turn the state of mind of greed, hatred, and ignorance around and practice precepts, samadhi, wisdom, liberation, and right views, and then we will enter into a purifying state of mind.
明白了这个道理哈，我们先要明白，要了解以后呢，我们就将所有的有。所有的有三界里面的有一切的烦恼都要舍掉，所谓久有啊，不用烦恼啊，就要讲一个久有，就是在欲界里面有这几个，那它都是有漏的果报，所以我们称为久有。
So once you understand that,you can practice, but of course, first you need to understand what we need to let go. So basically, you need to let go all your vexations.
那有就是欲有，就是业有，有就是有感情，有想有念，要达到无想无念无所求，就是只想这边有只想无求。
So first you need to understand what you're seeking about, then let go all the things you're seeking. And the things that you're seeking about could be the things you want to possess or sorts of feelings. And then you have to let go all these feelings, things, sensations, and achieve the state of non-seeking.
所以只想呢是一个定，无求是一个慧。
So if you can calm down your mind and let it stable, and give rise to no thought, then it's entering to the samadhi state. But if you can further let go everything, and then you will give rise to wisdom.
所以无所求是其实是讲个慧的修行啊。这样就能够离苦得乐。
Therefore, non-seeking, the practice of non-seeking is really a practice of wisdom. By doing that, you could achieve liberation and free from sufferings.
那在他用经来里面有讲过，有求解苦，无求即乐。什么是有求呢？就是有求佛、求法、求僧、求度众生的求，就是有苦。
So the classic sutra says, as long as you are seeking, you will be suffering. And when you practice non-thinking, you will give rise to joy. So what is thinking? So once you, even though you seek Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, or delivering session beings, even you have that type of pursuit, you will still suffer.
那刚刚讲求佛，什么不做佛求？我们不做佛求呢，就是当下这一颗心啊，知道人人都有佛性啊，有什么好求的？
So we shouldn't be seeking Buddha, which basically means, we understand everyone has Buddha nature, and at this moment, everyone has Buddha nature. What else do you need to seek about?
我们有佛法生那个法，不做法求，一切的法都从心生的，有什么好去求的？
So, you do not need to seek Dharma as well because you understand all phenomena, all Dharma comes out of your own mind. So, what else do you need to seek?
不求身，就是出家人那个身啊。就是这一颗心本来就是清净的，你时时给它反省检讨，你这样就已经是做身了，你还要求什么？
So you do not need to seek Sangha as well, is because at this moment you understand your mind is pure, and if you can look within moment by moment, then you are the Sangha.
不做众生求，就是知道众生是也是因缘和合、五蕴和合的四大假合的，众生也是空的，是变化的，欲界是空的，色界是空的，无色界也是空的。所以呢，只要当下这一念心如如不动，你还要求什么？
And the last one, you do not seek sentient beings.Because you understand all sentient beings are conditioned arising and made by four elements and five aggregates, and all those are conditioned arising. So you understand sentient beings are empty, the desire realm is empty, the form realm is empty, the formless realm is empty, Buddha is empty, demon is empty, the heaven and hell are all empty. So you only have thismoment of state of mind, if your state of mind is unmoving and clearly knowing everything, then what else do you need to seek?
我们第一个要先了解这个道理哈，那无所求行才有办法做到哈。那大家都会觉得很奇怪，这样的话，我们为什么还要办道场？那为什么还要度众生？
So first we need to understand the rationale behind it, and then you can practice this non-seeking. But you probably start wondering now, so if we don't need to seek anything, why are we still coming to this temple? Why are we still having this lecture?
佛法呢是有事有理的，无所求呢是由事而达到解脱的，究竟解脱的。度众生办道场是属于事。
So the complete practice of Buddha Dharma has, deals with the phenomenon and the essence at the same time. So when we talk about the practice non-seeking, it really goes to the essence of.Buddha Dharma, which is non-seeking, that's the way of liberation, that's the attitude, that mentality we have. But at the same time, we still need to do all those things as well at the same time. So delivering sentient beings, building temples are belong to the first category that we still need to do things.
那度众生要清楚知道众生是空的。
But while you're doing all these worldly things, you still understand that even though you're delivering sentient beings, the sentient beings you're delivering are empty.
大家听过吗？空花的佛寺，水月的道场， 主要就告诉我们事情还是要做，可是呢你就不要现在就是掉进去你要做的那个事情上面。
So we have you heard that moon and water temple, the temple was meant for it as moon and water. Why? Because even though we understand in essence everything or condition arising are empty in its nature, we still need to deal with everything in the phenomenon level. So we still go out and do good deeds and deliver in sentient beings.
其实是跟你两个是圆融的哈，是互相应的，我们就不会有所执着。这样的话，求无所求，度无所度。
That's actually phenomenon and emptiness. They are two sides of a coin. They are all the same. They are the same thing. So that's why even though we do all these things, we don't attach to any of these phenomena.By doing that, we can seek things with non-seeking mind, and we can deliver sentient beings with non-delivering mind.
那怎么可以试试看自己有没有无求的心啊？当你们在打坐的时候，你那颗心啊，不会随着你的妄念这样跑的时候，你的心安于。你当下的时候，你的心是怎么样？是开心的吗？是喜悦的吗？我们叫禅悦。
So how should we practice this non-seeking, attitude or mentality? When you meditate, you notice, even though you still give rise to all sorts of thoughts, your mind does not attach to those arriving thoughts anymore.And you're not affected by those coming and going thoughts. So do you feel happy at that time? At that moment, your mind is dwell in that moment.
我常常把开悟定义这样，不执着，自己做自己的主人，心是柔软的，就是一个心是它的变通性是有的。我把这个人当作一个开悟的一个人，因为他的我叫 flexibility 是很够的。
Mm-hmm. So, what is enlightenment? In my views, it means someone who is not attached to anything, not attached to their own thoughts, but at the same time, their minds are very flexible, very soft, and can catering to all sorts of things.
所以求是苦，那求不到是更苦。那求到了呢，又会生共高我慢，他这个就是一个业障，也是一个烦恼。所以有智慧的人呢，真正修菩萨行的人呢，求无所求，念无所念，行而无行。
So seeking will.Seeking will lead to suffering, and if you can't get what you seek, then it's even worse because you will give rise to affliction or vexations. But if you get what you seek, you will give rise to arrogance. It's bad too. That's why a true wise person would not seek, will practice with non-seeking attitude.And even chant with non-seeking attitude and practice with non-seeking attitude.
所以确定无求的时候是人生最上最上的法门啊，能够得到究竟的解脱。无求的心呢，就是极尽无为，唯有无求才是真正的随顺菩提心。
So that's why we say non-seeking practice is the supreme Dharma method that we can use to achieve the ultimate liberation. And the non-seeking mind is a state of mind of silence and illumination at the same time. And only practicing non-seeking, we can we can be on the way of the Bodhi, on the way of Bodhi path.
所以讲无所求这个的这个行的一个目的是告诉我们呢，由是道理的一个道理，道理明白了以后呢，我们就不碍事，就是说我们无所求啊，理当中也不碍事，虽然是无所求，但也不妨碍我们有所求，这听得懂哈？就是说我们是无所求为我们的目标，但是我们在过程中还是要有所求，你不能说我这样我事就不做了，因为无所求是从事到理，怎么样从这个是一个过程啊。那所以虽然有所求，但是过于无所求，就事上面你是有所求，可是心态上心上面是无所求，所以我们始终要记得我们这念心是自在的，这样才有办法身心是自在的，听得懂哈？就是说虽然是讲无所求是理，可是我们从事上要下手。
So, the purpose of non-seeking practice is to really to remind everyone that even though at the phenomenon world, we have to deal with things, we have to do what we are supposed to do, we are still seeking the results that we try to do. But it doesn't affect our state of mind, that non-seeking mind. So we go out to do our things,But our state of mind does not attach to that phenomenon. We understand the things we have to do are all conditioned arising or phenomenon, just phenomenon. That's why we shouldn't attach to it. If you can practice that non-seeking attitude, then your mind will always be at ease.
本来以为今天会把乘法行也讲完，可是好像也讲不完，所以下次再讲一下乘法行啊。那下次要讲师父的禅要里面，你们想要先去看也可以啊。师父禅要里面第49到第55有二入四行修行的方法及退魔的方法，拈花微笑217页叫224页也有讲二入四行禅的体验，禅的开始第86页到第62页到63页都讲二入四行。假如乘法行下礼拜讲完的时候，我再跟大家分享师父退魔的方法。我想大概时间这样才够，要不然的话，全部讲的话大家都来不及。
嗯，
那今天抱歉没有时间给大家回问问题啊。
So I thought we would go through all four practices today, but it seems we are running out of time. So if people who have Shifu's books, they could review before the Chinese book. If you have Shifu's Chinese book, you could review before next talk. Otherwise, we will continue next time. I'm sorry, we are running out of time, so we don't have time for Q&A.